When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You are listening to The Monsters in the Morning. I'm your host for the day and for the week. Russ is on vacation. My name is Carlos Navarro. You may remember me as Black Bean. Or Alvaro from The Walking Dead. Or Kevin Sanchez from the Lotto commercials. Or Crazy Westerner from Red Dead Redemption 2. But shout out to Fritz. His wife beat the game and found my name in the credits.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
That's cool. Are you? What was your character's name in Identity Theft?
Luis.
Ah.
Pay your bills, Randy. Pay your bills, Tristan. Is this Tame Impala, Angel?
It is, yeah.
So I did not know this song about them. He's very Beatles-ish, right? There's some Beatles harmonies
in
there.
Well, I mean, he's an Aussie kid. And so,
is he from Australia?
Yeah, yeah. So, so Tame Impala is the name of the band, but it's basically one dude.
Okay.
And then he's got all his buddies that play with him. And that's the band that he takes out on the road.
I'm really into them right now. Or him. I don't know. I guess I'd be right saying both. But Ryan was asking about new music and funky little grooves, man. Really enjoy it. So that's Tame Impala. I highly suggest it. You'll probably hear more about him coming out. But it's time to go to the top. Good morning, everybody. Hello, my name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, try and take it to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. Yes, and today I am hosting, so I don't try and do it to the top all day. I may have done that in the past. I don't know if it worked out. I got yelled at. Just kidding. but we try and do a specific to the top, especially for those who listen for motivational minutes or little stories. And it is brought to you by Bill Ray Nissan right there on 1792 in Longwood. Check him out. BillRayNissan.com. Well, number one, I want to say that I love Japanese people. Mm. I'm a big fan of Japanese people, period. I could end that statement right there, and it would all be true. And I want to go to Japan one day. Because every Japanese person I've met, one-on-one, is very wise, smart, and cool. And I respect the Japanese culture and tradition. But...
uh-oh.
Even me, the guy who loves technology, autonomy, AI... Yang Gang 2020. I don't think they should be doing this. Oh. But this is the beginning of what is going to happen from here on out. Thank you, Angel. Japan.
Scary robot music.
I like scary robot music. I said Roblox because my daughter plays Roblox. But this should scare everyone. Japan announces a plan to what? Bomb an asteroid. Last month, Japan's robotic spacecraft, ready for this one, Angel? Hayabusa 2 landed.
I got a Hayabusa for you.
Where did it land, everybody who's worried about technology? Like, it landed on an asteroid. And they shot a bullet at it. Just a little bomb. At first.
It was just like a 22?
Yeah, bam, at first touchdown, it fired a small bullet. Bagada. On the surface of the asteroid, dislodging some dust and small rocks to be studied later. Now, the spacecraft will ramp up its firepower. Zoom, 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 like Captain Marvel, baby. And it will launch a bomb at the surface of the asteroid at just over a mile per second, which is expected to carve out. This is how big the asteroid is. It's going to carve out a 32-foot-wide crater. That's a massive bomb. Afterwards, the Hayabusa may visit the crater itself, but JAXA, which, by the way, if you're wondering what JAXA is, it's Japanese, it's basically their NASA. I don't even know what the other words are. But they will visit, they will then go back, collect it. Now, NASA did this before. We jumped on this. We were like, shooting asteroids. We've been playing that game forever. NASA fragmented a comet in 2005. It didn't follow it up. So they were just like me. They started a project, about 90% of it, and they didn't finish it. They shot an asteroid and let it just fly out into space. But the Hayabusa 2 will be the very first, just like Armageddon, just like all this stuff. Now, do you want to hear from the engineer, the JAXA engineer, Takanua Saiki? Do you know what he wants? Do you know what he says about this, Ryan Holmes?
That we're going to awaken an inner demon asteroid beast that's going to come and attack the Earth?
That is a possibility, but he didn't go that far.
Oh, okay.
All he said was, it will be very challenging. I hope he said it with that Japanese bad guy voice at every Double Dragon level.
Mm. He takes his glasses off. While he
takes
does it.
So he's like, what we have here is mania.
You know, like,
Angel. Do you know, maybe Ryan Holmes, you can look this up, but I believe that some of these asteroids, what these scientists have said, have so many minerals and things that we use for our technology today, that it could be, that one of these great finds could power our nation, our country, for years, because that's how much of a honey hole. Have you read about that, Angel?
I have. What's interesting to see is the technology and how do you flip that and because this is all in theory. We don't know.
Right, exactly, because we ultimately don't know.
We don't know. This is what they're thinking. This is what they're speculating. I'm curious to see why, how they got on, because there has to be a reason why they think that.
Yeah.
And I know it's, magnet, redness, imaging, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm sure that that's some part of it. I'm curious to see how they would think that would translate into what we do here, you know?
Man.
So, but it is fascinating.
Man, it is intense, and it's happening every single day. Ryan, did you look any of that up?
Well, if you're looking, you're talking about a metallic asteroid. They're 80% iron and 20% a mixture of nickel, palladium, platinum, gold, magnesium, and other precious metals. So there's stuff to be mined in these asteroids.
So technology blows me away, man. And we are right at the forefront. We actually had tickets for the Kennedy Space Center. I gotta head out there. This is the way of the world. Japan, I love you. I happened to have some Japanese food last night. Steak and chicken combo, baby.
Did you make this?
I did not make this. No, Ryan Holmes. I only make Chinese food. Sesame chicken, different.
Okay.
This was Japanese. Very good. I had a lot of white sauce.
So it doesn't concern you at all about the Japanese that they can launch a robot into space which has guns and bombs on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, yeah, it's fine. We're just conducting research.
I trust the Japanese. I do. They're good people.
They're the same people who put out cartoons where they're in giant robot suits destroying everything.
Look, man. I want to see what's in those asteroids.
Hey, show me inside that asteroid.
Hey, show me inside that asteroid. I do find it fascinating, and technology does blow me away at very high levels. But this is to the top, and we got to get you going with the motivational minute. And this is the motivational minute. Technology is an amazing thing. Do not look away from it. Do not tell yourself that I don't know nothing about computers. Do not tell yourself I don't mess with those things. I'm a big fan of technology making your life better, making your life easier. Don't be afraid of it, because we live with these beliefs. You guys all know people that have outright told themselves that they don't know how to use these things, right? That they kind of take pride in it. You ever met somebody like that, Ryan?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That they go, I don't even, they show you their phone, it's the, you know, it doesn't even have a screen.
Like, I don't even know what it is. Is this a rock?
What is this? I'm not cool with that anymore, man. The way of the world, be a little up to date with it, because it'll help you. It'll help us all stay safe. Angel, you got a little chuckle. You got a little laugh. You know some people that don't.
I was just thinking about the people. It's like, I still use a flip phone.
That, when people tell me that.
With pride.
With pride.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I get it, though. I get, because that's their way to say, hey, I'm not caught in the Matrix. Hey, I'm not caught up in that. Hey, I am. It's one of the few things that we have left to say. I have opted out. I do not want to participate. And you're entitled to that. I agree with you. I take it a different way. I kind of like, I kind of almost in awe of them because we're all, it's that pack mentality. We're all doing this because that's what we've been told to do.
Right.
We've been led to this. If you're not participating in social media, something's wrong with you. I still like the human spirit and the thinking on your own and all these things. And for the people that, you know, they might not have the best representatives that are speaking on behalf of that.
Yeah.
But there is something to be said about that, hey, you know what? I have opted out.
Yeah.
I still like my, you know, my camera with film. I still buy vinyl. I try to buy glass products, all those. That's that kind of mentality I kind of dig.
I get that, and I can understand that, and I think that's cool. And you have the right to go, like, you know, straight edge, no tech or whatever. And you even don't even have to participate in social media. I mean, I don't think that. I mean, but I think just like anything else, you have to understand a little bit of it in this new to be aware, and don't, because you're going to exclude yourselves. You're gonna push yourself out of conversations. I don't talk to my dad that much because I text a lot, and maybe shame on me, but maybe if you text a little bit more, we'd do that. You see what I'm saying? Like, technology can really help you, and it can help us in gigantic ways, like traveling to the moon and nailing an asteroid and mining that. But it can also help you keep your relationships better. It can help you, you know, stay up to date. And Ryan, you're laughing.
You said nailing an asteroid.
I didn't even realize I said that.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.